turn to share my testimony out of everyone. Thought I'd start off with some interesting facts, so if I can have the first photo up, please. This is a photo of me and my brother. So the interesting fact is that we both had blonde hair and blue eyes to start off with, and now we both have dark hair and green eyes. So, yeah, just strange fact that way. Also, second photo, thank you, is that I share an exact same birthday with my cousin. Same year, same date, same everything, except that we were born in different countries. So, slight difference, but not much. And she's half an hour earlier than I was. So start my story. I grew up in three different countries, Australia, Germany, and Senegal in Northwest Africa, which some of you would know. My mum's Australian, my dad's German, and yeah, they were both missionaries in Senegal. So my brother and I got really used to a world of sand, dust, cows, and not much green. But that's Senegal for you. So if I can have the first photo up, just figured I'd show you where in the world we are. Go back one. So the really highlighted green there is where Senegal is in relation to all of Africa. And second photo, that is Senegal, I suppose. So we used to live as a family right at the very top. I don't know if you can see it, but it's called Podor. And we used to go to school in a boarding school right next down to the main capital, Dakar or Thiès, pretty close. Yeah, so that was about a 7-hour journey on a bad day, 3 hours on a good day, depending on if the traffic in Dakar was deciding to go well or not. So I've got a few more photos to go through. This is a very regular occurrence in Senegal. You'd see probably quite a few of these on the road just driving around. This one and the next one as well is just a common occurrence of like 20 people on a car. Nobody really cares. It's just no seatbelts, nothing. You just go with it. This is also really normal. You see a lot of women with like several stacks on top of their head. Everyone just carries everything on their head. Markets always full of onions and tomatoes as well, so millions in stacks. African meals, so my mum is the one in the blue. Rice is a common staple in Senegal. You don't eat anything without rice. Rice is everything. That's one of the village houses. So that's what they look like a bit further out from the main cities. But yeah, and some of the common clothing you might find on some of the ladies, as well as my family. That's all of them. Cool. So that's just a little bit of an idea what Senegal's like. Bit of a crazy place, but I love it as much as anything. As I said, my parents are missionaries. So being a missionary family is not an easy life. You have to deal with quite a few things. It's not easy to get a normal job, but you just, mum and dad did what they best. So mum was a nurse. She set up a little clinic in her house, and dad sold books on the market, which is not quite their professions anymore, but that's what they got by on. And they loved making a difference to their world. They love changing their world little bits by little bits. Because dad would have like Christian radio on, and people would just come by and stop, have a chat, and sort of discuss what Christianity was about and why God was so different to the one they knew. So a missionary life is a very strange one because you're living in a new world, different place, you have to meet new people, and it's usually a lot different from the place you probably grew up in. For for me and my brother, that's all we've known. But mum and dad grew up differently than that. They had to get used to the new world. And the one thing that really stood out to me during my time of the 8 years I spent in Africa was that they never once, mum and dad never once hid their worries from us. So if we had money problems, if we had riots going in the capital, if we had friends with problems, we'd know about it because they'd always tell us. And that was really helpful for me because it meant I never felt they were keeping stuff from me. But also, it meant that when things did get better, we could always rejoice with them. That we could really see where God was helping them in our life. And sometimes those situations weren't good. We had a friend who was almost like had two attempts on his life just because he became a Christian. So life for people over there isn't easy if they want to change. But we still try and make a difference. Because mum and dad told us everything, I could really see God at work in their lives and ours. Mum and dad would always read stories to me and teach me about the God they served. And I very clearly remember giving my life to God at 5 years old. I know that seems a bit young, but I was so sure that that's what I wanted. And I just simply asked God into my heart. And honestly, since that day, I've never once doubted that God wasn't with me. I'd known he was always there, and I could believe that every situation he could use for good. It might not always seem like that in the moment, and I know people go through a lot of tough stuff, but it does say in the Bible that he can always use any situation for good. And I've seen that. I may not have been around for long, but I've heard the stories from my parents, and I can see that at work in others' lives. So I got baptized at 11, also really young, I suppose, in the ocean right next to near my boarding school. That was one of my favorite things, but I made a declaration to the world that day thing, despite what was seen or unseen, that was my choice. I've been through hard times, sure. With the constant moving of our family, every house every 2 years, it's a bit crazy life. And I've had to say goodbye to friends, places, people, and much more. But I understand that there is a reason I'm leaving, and it's because God needs me to be somewhere else, or needs our family to be somewhere else. There's always a reason for something. God's not just going to throw you in the deep end without having meaning to what he's doing. And even if he does throw you in the deep end, he's going to help you get through it. He's not just going to leave you hanging. A missionary life, from the outside, it can seem like a tough life. And it is. We have our own struggles and we deal with things. But the experiences I've gained through being a missionary kid are unlike anything else, and I wouldn't trade them for the world. The work that my parents did was so important. It may have only changed two people while they were there, but they've started the seed for other people. And that's really important because it means the next people can come in and start something else, and start something new, and get the work going further. There are so many unreached people in the world, and I was recently told that 3.4 billion haven't heard about God, and that most of them haven't even had the chance, that nobody's gone to them, nobody's tried. And that's why missionary work is so important. Because we want to reach those people. We want to help them. We want to give them a chance to know our God. And to, I suppose, make their life a better place and give them something to hold on to and fight for in those hard moments. Yeah, missionary life can be hard, but it's so rewarding to see the change that we can be in a person's life. But missionary work doesn't have to happen overseas. It can happen in your own hometown. It can even happen in your local community. It doesn't have to be far. But all we have to do is step out into something that might be a little bit out of our comfort zone and start a change that we would like to see.